Okay, we are, believe it or not, top line, Lamed Amud Beis. We switched to Amud, believe it or not. Hashira Ani, okay, a guy separated with Besen. He separated Truma, we said yesterday, or Meister. Even though they died, Besen made a takana that even if you don't ask the Yarshim, one can collect. It's a takana for the benefit of Kahanim and Levium. The case isn't done in front of Besen. Yes. Hesher Ani. However, if the poor person got rich, they did not make a takana. So if Reuven lent $1,000 to a poor person, counting a Meister Ani, and then the poor person made money, he became rich. So then, you can't be mafresh at him. There's no takana that allows him to separate the Meister Ani and take it. And the borrower gets to keep the $1,000 without having to repay it. The deal was, he would pay back for Meister Ani. There is no Meister Ani for him because he became rich. And no takana was made. Frank the Gemara. Maishno Lemisa, the Avitakanta, Maishno Lashir is the Avitakanta. By Kayan and Levi and Ani, if they die, they made a takana that he can collect anyway because all Kehanim and all Levim and all poor people like this arrangement. It opens up an avenue for them to get a loan. And therefore, they're maskim that even though the guy died, right, let him take the matanis anyway. It's in our interest. That's what Besen said, and they made a takana. So why, if the guy got rich, doesn't that takana kick in? Same takana. So the Gemara, Misa Shchicha, Shiris Lo Shchicha. Everybody dies. Chman al-Litzlan, but everybody dies. Very few people make it rich when they're poor. And therefore, the people don't think in terms that if he becomes rich, let him collect anyway. It's not part of when you're looking at the possibilities that happen, it's a far out possibility. And therefore, it's not in the look of Besen. Because not frequently, now again, Baruch Hashem, people don't die very frequently. They only die once. But everybody dies. And therefore, it's called Shchicha. It's in the, in the purview of Besen. Whereas becoming rich is not included in the purview because it happens infrequently.
Someone said that it's the obligation of the borrower to pay back. So the deal was,
this is going to be the payment. Like we learned yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, that if the wind blew it out and ruined it, right, he can't collect. That was the deal. This is the only way this loan is going to be collected. The truth is, if the guy died, it should not be collectible. Came along Besen, and they made a takana. Chacham made a takana. The takana was made for what's in the purview. I don't know what the word purview means exactly. In the view of Besen. Whereas becoming rich is not like in their, you know, in their mindset.
It's a very unusual. Here, you have a guy who's poor. He has to pay back a loan. When he becomes rich, he doesn't have to pay.
Again, the deal is a deal.
He could pay it if he wanted
to. The deal is a deal. The deal was this is the only means of collection. The lender didn't say, if you become rich, pay me. It all could be spoken out.
As I'll say that,
Chazal say means that a person's children, it means in generations it's a Galgua Chazer. Usually, poor people do not become wealthy. Their children might become wealthy, and the wealthy person's child might become poor. The Galgua Chazer. Gemara says that Atala told his wife, treat Aniyim nicely so they should treat your children nicely. Your descendants nicely when they go collecting. Right? Called the Galgua Chazer. But in the person themselves, it's like Shchicha. Now, this is problematic, by the way, because one doesn't have to be very rich not to take Meister Ani. The halacha is that once a person has 200 zuz, he can't take Meister Ani. And I'll get to what 200 zuz is in modern American dollars in a minute. But so it's not that like Shliach. Not that like Shliach. So there's a big tumult in the Mepharshim exactly how to deal with that. So again, I'm just speaking out what I remember seeing. I don't want to vouch for this. I saw it a few days ago. That when it says Hesher Ani, it doesn't mean he got to Zuz. For that, there is a takana. Because, biblically speaking, an Ani is not limited by 200 Zuz. That's a rabbinic takana, so they didn't do it here. Hesher Ani means he reached the point that he's wealthy. And then, biblically, he can't take much money. I don't know what that point would be. Now, what is 200 Zuz? After I finish the next line of Gemara and Rashi, we'll go back to what 200 Zuz is. Amar Baba, Haynu Dami in Shechav Rachmis, Asher. If somebody says that your friend, somebody's friend died, believe him. It's Asher, like this Asher. If you heard he got rich, don't believe him so fast. It doesn't happen that frequently. Unfortunately, everybody dies. Very few people get rich. Rashi. Look, Rashi, V'zach ha'lob in Mashi B'yadai. Ha'loi v'azeh ein ha'chayev l'freya. He's not believed to pay me shaloi. Shara go, I'm not sure for the menu. Dabit ha'kanta. The cover of Mavrish Allah Bechetzkes Ani Yisrael. U'beheshek Tzaniyei Mavrish in Allah. By death, they made a takana, by riches, they didn't. L'shichem, Hilkuch L'chashullah. They didn't make it, they didn't worry about it. Asher, Hamein V'hachzik Adavar. Believe it and strengthen it. L'shem Sharer V'kayim. Comes from the same word as Sharer V'kayim. Kol Sharer V'kayim, it's all strengthened and lasts. L'sh Asher, L'sh Tamein, don't believe. Now, 200 Zuz is as follows.
Where did you get 200
Zuz? It's not in this Gemara. It's elsewhere. It's a Gemara Baba Kamba, a number of places.
What
okay, so I'm going to explain now. What is considered a poor person to be able to take charity? Same thing as taking Maizrani, and Leket, and Chikha, and Peya. What is considered a poor person? So the Chazal say, and according to many Mepharshim, it's rabbinic, is that 200 Zuz. Now what is 200 Zuz? 200 Zuz was the amount of money a person needs to live a year. That's what it costs for a person to survive a year. So if he doesn't have 200 zuz, which means he doesn't have the means of surviving this year, he's an ani. Now, if he has a job that earns him 185 zuz, and he has savings of 15 zuz, then he has 200 zuz. The amount of money he earns in his job is counted towards the living expenses. In those days, living expenses were 200 zuz a year. Anybody that did not have a combination of earnings and savings that equaled the amount to live a year was considered an ani. Anybody that has earnings and savings together provided for a year, then he's not considered an ani. That's the halacha. So it's a bizman azeb. People depend on their family size and depend on a lot of other things to determine whether the person's an ani. Does his job and savings equal what he needs to live a year? Now, you know, what standard of living? Where does he live? Does he live in Solon, Pepper Pike, or does he live in East Cleveland? You know, again, these are things that it's hard to determine. But that's the definition of ani. One who, so therefore, that person can take Maaser ani. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit of a catch-22. Because the Gemara says, what's considered a Rosh Arim? Gemara's Taita says, what's considered a tricky Russia, one who knows that an ani has, let's say, 190 zuz, and he goes over and gives him 10 zuz, just enough to cross the line. That the Gemara is a Russia. Because this ani that is 190 can receive 1,000 zuz from somebody. He's an ani. He can take as much stock as the person gives him. Once he got that 1,000, he can't take anymore. So if a guy gives him 10 just to make him not an ani, he's a Russia. Like, he makes sure he's just enough not to be poor, but doesn't have an extra penny to his name. The Gemara calls the guy a Russia. So it's the same thing in Lekachik Peya. The guy who picks Peya, once he hits 200, has to stop picking Peya. By Sarani, depends how much the guy gives him in one shot. If he has 190, the guy gives him 300 zuz of My Sarani, he can take it. He's an ani. Because at the time he's taking it, he's an ani. Peya is picking different times. It's not one shot.
He's picking Peya.
He picks a little bit, then a little bit, then a little bit, then a little bit.
But at the same time.
Again, he can't pick Peya 18 things at the same time. He picks one at a time.
That's
to Matthias. It's a metzias.
You said the shir was
That was the shear at the time of Chazal. Today, it's every person is different. There's no Chazal don't talk about it. We had six kids.
Years
200 zuz is because Chazal said that's what you need for a year. It's arbitrary. It changes. What? Correct. Combination of earnings and salary.
For a household or just for a...
Well, if a guy has to support his household, then he got that's included. Again, as I said, it's a very hard... There is no dollar amount you can put to this because it depends on many circumstances. Does he get vouchers? Does he not get vouchers? I mean, there's a million things to get involved.
To qualify for vouchers,
again, all I'm saying is that to determine a dollar amount today is almost, again, is very difficult. What?
The 200 didn't fluctuate with inflation.
There was no inflation those days of any kind.
Dr. Schwab might argue.
What?
Dr. Schwab might argue.
Dr. Schwab.
How much did 200 lose?
Enough money to survive a year.
How many dollars?
I have no idea. I don't know. The bar didn't tell me.
Now, let's say, for example, they were a person who was rich.
But it's the amount of a ksuba. So when they talk of ksuba being 25,000, 30,000, that's 200 zuz. But that was those days. A guy who lives in Lakewood, his needs are different than the guy who lives in Cleveland. His rent is different. His mortgage is different.
No.
Okay, Moshe Shmuzin will get later on about people how to think. Yes.
Between 5 and 55 and see that poor Shmuzin will take it. Now, the question is, well, wasn't that luck that you have to treat someone like the level that he's at?
Come on, Sabbath.
What was that Nogea?
It's the Nogea that Stucker is to keep him at the level that he's used to living.
Oh, that's what
in things that make a difference.
What? Sorry?
In things that make a difference. There's some things that people are used to that make zero difference in their quality of life.
I'll give you an example. Let's say a person was wealthy, okay? Unfortunately, he lost, okay?
Right.
Now, when we give him Meiser Ani now, or whatever we're giving him, or loaning and stuff, whatever it is, do I have to bring him back to his original status?
No. However, the Gemara in Ksubas, it's a very difficult sugi. You're asking, it's a sugi in Ksubas. But the Gemara in Ksubas does talk that if he has a golden brush, you know, there's things that people live more, what word am I looking, increases their quality of life, and the things that people have because they're rich. You have to provide him what he needs for his quality of life, not what he needs because he likes to show off.
He doesn't eat tuna fish forever. He
eats
only salmon.
Right, so you're going to provide him salmon. The Gemara. Yes. You cannot make him eat tuna fish. However, if he's used to having a golden railing on his house, I don't know if you're going to make sure he has a golden railing on his house. However, the Gemara says, Eved Loretz Lefanov. In those days, a part of quality of life was to have the servant take care of you. You're going to provide it. That's quality of life. That's not show-off. That's quality of life. Again, it depends what the item is. Yes, if he eats steak every night, that's what you're required to provide him. It might not be healthy for him, but that's a different story. If he eats sushi, life of me, I can't understand how anybody eats that, right? Raw fish. But if you eat sushi, you have to provide him with sushi. That's quality of life. But if his car handles are made out of some exquisite thing, it doesn't make a difference. Well, I love that. You're not going to lose
them. His car is what he used to drive.
That's quality of life. They tell me that more expensive cars drive nicer and more comfortable. That might be quality of life. I don't know. See, I don't drive a Mercedes. I can't tell you. Or a Lexus or Lamborghini, whatever those names are, those cars, a Lamborghini or something like that.
I should something that guy became poor. I don't get that. Hashem is speaking to him. Everyone in the world now has the ability to buy this guy all the nice stuff.
They're making a big mistake, Dr. Harris. Hashem's speaking to you. Not your money. Hashem's speaking to you. I know. Hashem's speaking to you. And to me, by the way. Not only to you.
This will make up
everybody. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't do anything just for him. Right? No, I disagree with you.
I hear.
Tomorrow, Baba Basra, Daf Yud. Says this, not me. Right? All the Mepharshim say that the way, again, the Archaim HaKadosh says it, others say it, and I'm going to try not to make this a Musa Seder, but the Archaim say, the Pshat is, everybody is entitled to Parnassa. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives everybody Parnassa. Some people, unfortunately, get it through somebody else. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives their money to other people, and they're supposed to get it from the other people. Yeah. And if those other people don't give it to them, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I made a bad investment. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. We'll give it to somebody else. Again, it is scary. Yeah. And because it becomes, you don't know. One doesn't know. Exactly. So I think about it. Mace, Tzarek, Little, Rishos, Min HaYarshim. If he dies, he has to take Rishos, Min HaYarshim. Then the Mishnah said, and the way we learn, Rashi and Tysus learn, the next Gemara is going on the case of Bezin. In the case of Bezin, they made a Takana. Tanya. Rebbe Yomer Yarshim Shiyarshu. Rebbe says, when do we make this Takana of Bezin? When there's inheritors that inherit. Frek the Gemara, Meika Yarshim Goliarsi. Are there inheritors that don't inherit? Right? Bezin made a Takana. If there's inheritors that inherit, that's when they made the Takana. And if there's no inheritors, is there inheritors that don't inherit? If you're calling them Yorshim, that means they inherited. Dr. Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yechanan, Shiyarshu Karkim Ulay Shiyarshu Ksafim. And Rashi and Taisus learn that the Takana of Bezin was only done when the children inherit land from their father. So therefore, when they inherit land, doesn't have to have permission from the Yorshim to take the Truma. Because the debt is incumbent on that land. And since the debt is incumbent on that land, really they should have to pay back their father's debt. But there was a deal. He only collects Truma, which blocks him from collecting the land. Again, let me try to say what happened here. Had there been no deal, and Mr. Kayan borrowed $1,000 and then died and left over land, the lender would come to the kids and say, the estate is Meshubah to me. I have a lien on the estate. Give me the land. However, the Kayan didn't do this. When he borrowed the money, he specifically stated that the payment will only come from Truma, which means there's no lien on the land. That's what the deal was. The payment will only come from Truma, which means there is no lien on the land. Then he died. He left over land. Had he not made that deal, that land would have been Meshubah to him. But because he made that deal, the land is not Meshubah to him. The deal said only collecting from Truma. But he's dead now. You can't give him Truma, he's dead. Came along Bezin and said that in this case, if he borrowed in front of Bezin, we will make a takana that he can take Truma. But we only make the takana of Truma in a case that without the deal, he would have been able to collect. But if without the deal, he wouldn't be able to collect anyway. Because there's no land, we didn't make this takana.
I thought Yorshim don't take the debt of their father.
If there's land, the estate takes the debt of the father. Let me explain. A regular guy borrows $10,000. And he has land. And he dies. The children don't own a penny. But what their father left them, it comes Meshubah to pay the loan. It's a lien. Every loan has a lien. The lien allows the lender to collect from karka. Allows the lender to collect from the borrower's estate. In the time of the Gemara, it was only karka. There was no lien on metaltala. Right, whatever the reason is. So now, in this case, there's no lien.
Did
the borrower spoke out at the time of the loan, you will not collect from my land. You will only collect from Truma. That was the deal. Nobody asked the guy to be Maskim, but he was Maskim. He lent the guy $1,000, and he was told he could only collect from Truma. So is there a lien? No. And now the guy died. Sucked the Chazal that he borrowed in front of Bezin. And the guy left land, which without the deal would have been collectible. So we make a takana that he can collect it from Truma. The Kehanim are Maskim that he should be able to collect it from Truma. But if he didn't leave land, the Chazal didn't make that takana. They didn't make the takana. They limited the takana to a case where the borrower left some land.
Who died? Did the Yisrael die?
No, the Kayan died. Yes, it is.
But the borrower was the Kohen.
Right, and he died.
And he died, so the truma that he would have collected.
Once he died, the deal is over. The deal was to collect from his truma. He's dead. Are the Yarshim mechuyev to pay the debt?
No.
Okay. So really, once the guy dies, the loan is canceled. So if he goes to Bezin and makes the loan with this deal, Bezin made a takona that he can still collect truma. No, the Yisrael is alive.
He owed that.
It's not the guy's truma. He's not owed the truma.
According to Rav, it doesn't make sense, Rav, because there's no more of a...
It's a takana of Bezin.
So
according to anybody, it doesn't make sense. It was a deal with the guy. It wasn't a deal with anybody else. Again, nothing works. It's a takana of Chazal. So the Gemara Rebbe is saying that takana is limited only when he left land. That was the way they made the takana. They didn't make it when the Kayan had no land. Why? I don't know. No, it's not Meshubin in this case. The deal was only Truma. If it were Meshubin, I don't need Takana's Bezin.
Right, so what, how does, if you never owned land, then the whole thing gets good.
Then they didn't make a Takana. Exactly what Rabbi says. Exactly. But they only did it if the guy owns land. And he's not collecting from that land. He's collecting Truma. They made a Takana that the guy can take Truma after the borrower died in a case when the borrower had land. Nothing. But that's the way they made the takana.
That,
what?
They're uprooting the derisive.
Again, it's money. Hefka Bezin and Hefka means they're not uprooting anything.
But this guy has a chiyuv to pay
on his deal. He has no chiyuv. He died.
No.
Not his truma anymore.
The Yisrael has an obligation to pay truma. For the coin.
Yeah,
right.
He's not paying it for the Kohen.
Because Chazal said all Kohanim are very happy with this and are willing to give their Truma for this Takana.
Yeah, so
because it opens up the doors for loans to them. Yes.
With Bezin.
Without Bezin, there was no Takana made.
No, it's very nice. You have to do that rest field. What does that do with anything?
The power of Bezin to make this takana. Chazal empowered Bezin to do this. A loan done in Bezin has this takana.
The power is the power no matter where you're at.
Now, if you were writing the takana, you would write it your way. Chazal wrote the takana their way.
Maybe it has to be on Shannon Road.
Maybe, but they didn't say that.
No, but
you're right. If you would write the takana, you would write it has to be on Shannon Road.
No, it's a Benjamin.
Fine, whatever you say. But you didn't write the takana. Chazal wrote the takana. And they said, if a loan is done in Bezin, that's when the the takana kicks in. And Rebbe limits it even more. It only takana kicks in if the kohen had land. That's all. Don't think about it. I'm a Rebbe Yainis. Hiniach Molly Mechet, Gleibim Molly Mechet. Molly Kardim, Gleibim Molly Kardim. Dr. Bjarnison, even a bigger limitation of the Takana. The Takana only covers the amount of land that the guy leaves over. So if he borrowed $1,000 and left over $100 worth of land, the Takana Bezin is he can take $100 of Truma. It's not to let him take more Truma than the amount of land that was left. That's how Chazal made the Takana. Rabbi Yechon Amar, I didn't do him yet. Afilu Eniach Molly Mechad Gaiven Molly Kardim Kamaisa Dixina Dabaya. Rabbi Yechon says, the Takana says, any land, he can collect the whole thing. And the mechanism of that is, the Gemara says in Ksubas, that Reuven died and he owed $100. And he left land worth 50. And the kids paid the 50. Instead of paying the land, they said, we'll redeem this land, we'll give you $50 in cash. He can come back and collect the land again. Because he still left land. Can't redeem the shibud. And therefore, he can collect that land even though they paid him $50. So we see that a lien is a lien. So every time there's a lien on land, we say it's possible that that little land can cover the whole debt. Because if they would have paid with money, if they would have, they don't have to pay a thing. But if they would have paid with money, he could still come back and get the land. And get the land again, and get the land again. So every piece of land can equal the amount of the loan. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon says, in the Takana, they said any land.
What's the limit?
By giving the land. Depends how you do it. If you give the land and then buy it back, there's no lien. If you redeem the lien's still there. You can't redeem the lien. This is a sugging service. I'm not going to get involved in that. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shiar Shukarka Shaleh Mutu Hamitsu Lefreya Chavisaviyah. They would have had to pay it. Molly Mechet, Klemer Hiniach Karka Muat, Ainza Mavrish Becharkas Yar Shemakashir Dmea Karka. We say the Takana was only the amount of money of the Karka. Molly Kardam, Klemer Karka Harbay, Afil Hiniach Molly Mechet, Klemer Molly Kardam, Klemer Kol Chavay. The fee, Shuyachal Litra Velaxa Litra Kol Shoshiv Dumi Menu. Theoretically, it would have covered his own loan. Again, he's not collecting the land. They made the takana in any time there's land because every land can cover a whole load if done in a certain way. Yahum Baisin is a seated abaya. The Trashim, the Mishai Nasi Biksubas, and the 10th Ferik in Subas. They have a maskev made Zuzi Vishachav. He owed $100 and he died. Vishavik Tini, he left a small piece of land, Shavik Hamishim. Asa Bachoev Trafu. The Bachoev came and took it away. They said, we want to redeem it. They didn't say we want to buy it. They said, we want to redeem it. The rest of the tarif, he took it away again. So theoretically, any piece of land can cover a whole loan if the cards go right. Therefore, the takana said, any piece of land. It's just how they wrote the takana. Dr. Gemara Baita, Tana Rabbana. You had a question? Okay. Tana Rabbana. Yisrael Sha'amr Lelevi, Meister Yeshli Biyach Biyadi. Okay. Let me explain this Gemara, and again I will ask that the Gemara have a chance to explain itself. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael Sha'amr Lelevi, Meister Yeshli Biyadi. Somebody says to a Levi, by the way, I have Meister that belongs to you. Ein Chayshu Shil the Trumas Meister Shaboy. You don't have to worry about Trumas Meister. We have no idea what this means. Because if I explained it, I would get 15 questions. So I'm not going to explain it. I'll let the Gemara explain it. Kur Meiser Yeshlach Biyadi. If he tells him a certain amount of Meiser I have, he didn't just say, you have Meiser by me. You have a certain amount of Meiser by me. Chayshish in the Trumas Meiser Shabbat. Then you do worry about the Trumas Meiser. Now, this makes no sense to us. Frak the Gemara, my Kamar, what does it mean? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Hachi Kamar. Yisrael Shamar Lelevi. Meister Yeshlach Biyadi, Vehen Loch Damav. Yisrael says to the Levi, listen, I have Meister that belongs to you. Here's the money for it. I'll pay you for it. And then the Meister becomes mine. Ein Chayshishin, Shema, Asai Trumas Meister Amokam Achar. Now, remember, money is not a kinyan. Right? Remember, money is not a kinyan. Right? So therefore, and this is not Makiri Leviya, the Levi never got it. Since the Levi never got it, it never really became the Levi's. At any point, the Levi can go and give him back the money and say, listen, give me the Meiser. I don't want your money. The Yisrael doesn't have to give him the Meiser, but theoretically. But he promised him the Meiser. He said, I am giving you Meiser. I have Meiser. I'm giving it to you. He didn't give it to him. He gave him money for it. That did not affect the sale. What it does is, it says that now I can keep this Meiser because I paid you for it. But in truth, the Meiser never became the individual Levi's. He never owned it. It's not Makira Levia, and it's not in Takana here. It's not a poor person that had a loan. This is a person that Yisrael who has a Levi, and he promised to give him the Meiser. He says, you know, I have Meiser, it's going to be yours. It's yours. Then the Levi sells it for money. Yisrael says, I have Meiser, it's yours. I want to buy it from you. Now, there is a fear, and again, please do not interrupt. There is a fear that the Levi can change his mind and say, oh, he promised me that Meiser. I'm going to make that Meiser, Trumas Meiser, an other Meiser that I have in my house. I have a ton of Meiser. I have to separate 10%. He promised me his Meiser. I'm going to make that Trumas Meiser. If that happens, Yisrael can't eat it because it's Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser can only be eaten by a Kayan. So we say, and again, it's not going to make any sense, but they say, that since the Levi had no idea how much Meiser it was, he can't make it Trumas Meiser. He has no idea how much Meiser he has. Yisrael just told him, I have Meiser I want to give you. In time, how much? So the Levi has no ability to make it Trumas Meiser. He doesn't know what he's dealing with. So you don't have to be afraid that the Levi changed his mind and decided to keep the Meiser and make it Trumas Meiser. Because he can't. Therefore, the Yisrael can assume that if he doesn't hear from the Levi, he can keep the Meiser and eat it. Separate Trumas Meiser from what he has and eat it. However, if he told the Levi, I have a core of Meiser, you didn't give me a chance to explain. I have a core of Meiser, so the Levi now knows exactly how much Meiser is there. So he can say, oh, that core is going to be my Trumas Meiser on the 10 core that I have, on the 9 core that I have at home. It'll be 1/10 of my Meiser. And therefore, Yisrael has to be afraid that maybe the Levi decided not to sell the Meiser, to keep it. And therefore, he cannot say, I'm going to eat this now. He has to go back to the Levi and say, listen, did you retract or did you not retract? So I can't play around with this because there's a possibility that you told me it's okay. And since the kinyan never took place because it was only money, you change your mind. And if you change your mind, you can make it Trumas Meiser. That's what the Braisa is saying. Again, it has very many difficulties, but let's read it inside. Don't think of my kamar. I'm Rabbiya. Hachi kamar. Yisrael the Shamar the Levi. Meiser loch biyadi. Yisrael the says to Levi, you have Meiser. Veheloch damav. I want to buy it. You don't have to be afraid that maybe the Levi made it Trumas Meiser on something else. Because he doesn't know how much it is. Kor Meiser Yeshlam Biyadi. However, if you tell him an exact amount, Frek the Gemara Atzib Rishiyaskinan? Are we talking about Rishoyim? What a Rishas! The Levi took the money, then retracted and made it Trumas Meiser, and didn't let the guy know? What is he, a Russia? The Shokli Dami of Mashalei Trumas Meiser? So the Gemara is going to say a different shot. So let's understand this shot besides the question of the Gemara. The Gemara has a big question. You're saying, you told the Levi, you have a core of Meiser in my Rishus, I want to buy it. The Levi said, fine, you gave him the money, but maybe he changed his mind and made it Trumas Meiser. You see, you have to go find him and find out if he did it or not. Is he a Russia? He took the money. How can he dare change his mind and not let you know? That's the Gemara's kasha. But without the Gemara's kasha, we have to understand how the mechanism works. Did the Levi ever acquire this meiser? If he didn't acquire his meiser, how does he make a truma's meiser? And if he did acquire the meiser, that means the sale is finished. How can he retract? The Gemara is saying that we're afraid the Levi changed his mind. The Gemara has a problem because he's a Russia if he doesn't. But if he, forget about the Russia part. But it seems there's no technical problem. He can take the money and change his mind. Now, did he get the miser? Did he not get the miser? If he got the miser, then the sale is finished. He did not get the miser, so then how can he make a Truma's miser? Just technically what happened here. So the Rishayim explain that this is a case that Yisrael promised the miser to the Levi. And that this Gemara holds that once Yisrael promised the Maaser to the Levi, he cannot retract his promise. So Sugya Bab Metzia, that if you promise a Matanum Mu'etas, something that's not worth a lot of money, and over here, to Yisrael, the Maaser is not worth a lot of money because he can't keep it. So if he promises it to a certain Levi, he cannot retract. Dr. Rashi, but since the Yisrael can't retract, even though it doesn't belong to the Levi has a right to make a Trumas Meiser. Because he's guaranteed to receive this. Because Yisrael can't retract. So what happened over here was, Yisrael told the Levi, I have a core of Meiser in my Rishus that I'm giving to you. The Levi hears that, he's joyous. He has just been promised a core of Meiser, and Yisrael has no legal right to retract. That promise is binding. Called the Matana Mu'etas. That promise becomes binding. That gives the Levi a right to make a Trumas Meiser. So the Levi goes and says to himself, I have 9 Kor of Meiser in my house. This guy promised me a Kor of Meiser, which now I can use. I'm going to make a Trumas Meiser. Meanwhile, the innocent Yisrael who paid for it, right, thinks that he can use it because he bought it. And the Russian Levi stuck it to him by making it Trumas Meiser. Therefore, that's the Gemara's Kasha. What Russia would do a thing like that? But if not of the problem of Russia, this would work perfectly. He promised him the Meiser, the promise binds him, and since the promise binds him, he cannot retract. And since he can't retract, the Levi gets a right to use this as Trumas Meiser. Without ever having received it. But Yisrael is buying it from him. Paid him the money. He never gave it to him. But he promised it to him. And he's paying him instead of that. So now, the Levi technically can go and say, I'm making a Trumas Meiser. Yisrael never knows. So therefore he can't use it. He has to go call the Levi up. Did you make it Trumas Meiser or not? I have to know. Because you had the right to do this. Therefore, if you can't find the Levi, if his cell phone doesn't work, you can't use it. Whereas if you told the Levi, I have a certain amount of Meiser and didn't tell him the amount, and you made the same deal, the Levi can't make it Trumas Meiser. He doesn't know what he's dealing with. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara has a problem. Which Russia would do a thing like that? Yes, Corey.
How can you make it to his mindset
after you told him? Because it never, the sale didn't kick in. He never got it. What? Money's not a Kenyan.
So he's not a
Mechikos? He would have to give the money back. But he didn't give it back yet, that's all. You're right, he would have to give the money back. But meanwhile, Yisrael thinks it's a good sale and he's ready to go eat Meiser. That the Gemara out to Bershia Skinan? It's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Never eat it. Again, same Kasha, out to Bershia Skinan? Without the kash of that, you're right. But the Gemara doesn't like this shot because people don't do such things. That's vicious. Corey called it Lifnei Iver.
Wasn't there a Shiloh yesterday we spoke about if Moses is Kona or not?
The bottom line is, the once the Chazal said Moses is not Kona.
That's
Machloikis. Machloikis was it somewhere, again. We passed Kamaz is not Kona. I'm not getting involved in that Machloikis yesterday. That's why I didn't want to get involved in it yesterday.
Where we did?
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yisrael Shammah Lelevi, Kula Mepharis V'Azala. Dr. Rashi, don't ask any questions. The Gemara will explain itself. I separated from my grain for your need. And sell it to me. But not those as Damav and the Levi took the cash. He doesn't have to be afraid that he made a Trumas Maisha Maisha has in his house. The Kivan Loyada Kamiash Labiyada, since he doesn't know how much he just sold, Loyabele Trumas Maisha. Avil Amar Kur Maisha Yesh Labiyadi. But if he says, you have a certain amount, and Asli Adamim, Asli Yisrael Zat Lecha Amenu. I feel like Hivish Trumas Maisha Lekayed. Even if the Yisrael separates 10% of the Maisha he has, that he quote unquote bought, and gives it to the Kayan. We're afraid after the Levi took the money. He had 9 kor of Meister in his house that still need Trumas Meister separated, and he made this kor the 10%. The Kivan Dulei Mashach, since he never was Kainit, Yachol Lachzer HaLevi. The Levi can change his mind. The Ava Bishu Beshusel Yisrael, I, the Yisrael, has it already. The Kanalai Maisav. The aim is Kanya High Levi, the liquid of Yisrael, but Kabbalah's must. The Levi has to get it in order to sell it. He didn't get it yet. Hilka Chazerbai, Vasu Trumas Maisav, Chalav Hashem. It works.
Is this core that he's getting from Yisrael?
He didn't get it yet.
Oh, but in itself has a little bit of Trumas
Maisav. Every Maisav has 10% that has to be separated. Again, if you have 10 core, again, if a guy has 10 core, can he separate 1 core out of it?
He has 10 core, he can take 1 core out.
So he has 9 core in one house and 1 core in another house. How many core does he have?
10.
So he can separate 1 core. What?
From the 9 cores, he can take only 8 cores. But it means he has less.
Again, but now he got a 10th core.
Again.
What's that? Hold a second. What if a guy gets 9 core on Sunday and gets 2 more of another core on Monday? He can't put them together? Yes.
How can he
call the Levy and the Levy
says
he didn't change his mind?
How can he
eat it? Why not? He sells a lot of meat, Meister. The Levy lets him eat it.
Maybe some other
Levy
won't let him eat it.
Again, he promised it to this Levy. Right. The Levi said, fine with me, I'll take the money, and you can eat it. Once he promises this Levi, you can't give it to another Levi.
What about
Meiser? I'm sorry?
What about
Meiser?
They're not here.
So I can eat your Levi, Meiser. Your Levi,
right?
You can let me eat your Meiser.
Is that true?
100%. Meiser, Misha, Smutta, Lazar. It's not like the up, and that's how we bask. Kayan, I can't eat truma, but I can eat my sharishan.
And the first part where he buying it and he doesn't know how much he's selling. Okay. The lady doesn't know how much he should have. How is that a good sale?
Depends if they take the, listen, you can buy what is it called? You get something, you take a chance. Mystery gift. Right. What's it called? No, there's a mystery. Sometimes they have in a raffle, you bid for the mystery gift.
That's called losing money.
You don't know. It has a name for it, like it's covered.
You can always claim nothing.
Not if you agreed to it. Not if you knew what he was doing. Nobody tricked anybody here.
He's buying some amount of...
He agreed. Nobody forced him to do this. The kasha that Achronim have is, how is the Yisrael Yaitza mitzvah nesinus meiser? Here's a mitzvah to give meiser to the Levi. He never gave it to him. So how can this work? Forget about how he eats it. He has a mitzvah to give a Levi meiser. Never gave it to him. But if he did a kinyan, then it wouldn't be a problem here. Then he can't make a Trumas Meister anymore. The Gemara says that we're afraid he made a Trumas Meister. It means it wasn't a kinyan. And Rashi explains, because the Levi never acquired it. But he had a promise. That's enough to make a Trumas Meister. So this is a kash that I'm going to struggle with. I struggle. They say, but. L'chaira, there's a mitzvah nesinus meiser. Mach Nefraim is mechadish, giving money is your mitzvah of nesinus meiser. Big chiddush. Give him money instead of the gift. That's how I'm giving my meiser. It's a very big chiddush. Again, you can't be part of meiser, Rish. There's no such halacha.
Essentially, what it can't be.
Again, this is the chiddush of the Mach Nefraim. A lot of other Achrayim don't know that. Because the Machrayim take a huge chiddush. You can be yaitzi to your mitzvah to see the smicer by paying for it. If the Levi agrees.
What about
Maitre Ani? Same thing. We're not talking about Maitre Ani now, so let's not confuse us more than we have to be confused.
And it could be pennies on the dollar.
No. Maitre Ani is not Maitre Ani. Nothing to do with it.
It could be pennies on the dollar. And it could be up
there. I don't know, whatever you mean it is. I don't know exactly. I hear your question. I don't have a good answer. What? They separated the whole process. Honestly, I never did it. I mean, my time in Eretz Yisrael has been very limited, unfortunately. Everybody else knows how to do this thing. I don't. So I always went to a store that took care of it before I got there. But there's a way to do it. You separate Meiser Rishon, and you separate Trumas a little bit as Trumas Meiser, but you can eat Meiser. You're not mechuyev to give it to the Levi because it's a suffix. It might have already separated Meiser. It's a whole process.
They do that?
They don't give it to the Kohen, they throw it away. Because the Kohen can't eat it with their tummy. It's a whole process, and then Maizeh Sheni redeem and a Puta Chamura. It's a whole. Again, I don't know this. Anybody, by the way, people that went to Eretz Yisrael to learn yeshiva all know this. Again, my time in Eretz Yisrael has been very limited. I don't think I was in Eretz Yisrael a total of 8 weeks in my life. I don't think so. I was there once for 4 weeks, once for a week, and a few times for 5-6 days. I don't think I even hit 3 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks.
You didn't learn there
straight? Maybe, I mean, maybe 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks. I learned in Eretz Yisrael. When I was there, I learned. I opened the sefer, I learned. Did I learn in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah,
no.
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
How did you share then?
With my mouth. I gave shear in Eretz Yisrael.
No.
Yes, right. My shear was there. They wanted a daf yomi in the yeshiva of Lublin in Bnei Brak. So I gave the daf yomi for Dirshu then. I gave the daf yomi in Eretz Yisrael. I was very happy. I was very glad to be my entire in Eretz Yisrael.
One
year the whole trip, exactly. In English, yeah. It was for Americans who came on the Dirshu trip.
How started there?
He didn't come to the shir. He was there, but he didn't come to the shir.